Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I thank you for being here and starting your day in a positive way and waking up with us wherever you are, in your car, in your home, in your, you know, it's starting to get that chilly weather, and I love it. Tom, how are you?
Doing well. It is crisp. It's nice in the morning, and we still have the sunny skies and
it's
nice
the best
afternoon.
Of both. I love it.
I love it.
Yep. Well, we have a great show for you today, and I'm so glad that you are here with us. I want to thank you. I know you got lots of choices out there, and I love hearing from all of our winning listeners out there. I really believe that we all are winners, and just waking up every day that knowing that this is a gift, and that being really aware of your surroundings and yourself, of who you are, what your gifts are, having self-confidence, and just really trusting yourself, and which actually is one of our first guests is going to be Trusting Yourself is her book. That just came together right there. I do want to give out our phone number here. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to remind everybody to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and of course, those are always more chances to win. And of course, all of our shows are downloaded on iTunes, on the Kim Pagano Show. You can download all of our shows there. Also, they're on our website. They're on Facebook. We make it so easy so that you can hear it from everywhere. We have a great show today. Today we're going to be talking with our first guest is MJ, and MJ Ryan, and her book is Trusting Yourself. Also, we're going to be talking with Dan Borgstrom, and he's going to be talking about bringing home Christmas. This is really cool. He actually delivers Christmas trees. And how cool is that? You don't have to hassle it. They bring it to your house. They put it up. They actually can take it when it's done. And done. Tom, less work for you.
That's convenient. We've got to chat with this man. He can help out a lot of people. And you end up with a real tree.
And the smell to your house and all
that's
that.
Christmas.
Anyways, yeah. So, again, bringing home Christmas, Dan Borgstrom is going to be in the studio with us. Also, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us, waking up. So we are all the way here until 8 o'clock this morning, and we've got amazing guests on another hour. And then, of course, we have our 2 to 3 show. And, of course, we're getting close to the holidays, so I'm going to play some of my best of, and I hope that you enjoy all of that. We're going to be talking a little bit, well, I'll tell you later what we're going to be talking about in my 2 o'clock show. But for right now, Tom, you want to talk about some of the giveaways?
We have some great breakfast, lunch, and dinner choices here. Let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House. We also have Urbane Cafe, Midtown Cafe, The Veggie Grill, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill just down the way from here, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, along with that, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and a free kids meal at The Habit. Great place to go. That's our favorite place after a hockey game. We bring all the kids to The Habit.
Have you had the green beans yet?
I have not. Oh, we're away this Sunday. It'll be the next week.
Okay. We'll You got to try it. So good. Anyways, you know what? Let's put since everybody's just waking up and Pete's Breakfast House is just such a great start to a day, call in right now for a gift certificate there for two. And that's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to remind everybody to definitely stay tuned on our Facebook page for even more chances to win there. And all you have to do is go to Kim Pagano's show. Also, I do want to thank everyone over at Assisted Spytastic. It was amazing over at the Movie Co. And I actually went a $500 shopping spree at the Thousand Oaks Mall. So that was really fun. Also, My Fair Lady Rubicon Theater for all the showing. It was just another great show. And, of course, we're going to start on the next one. I do also want to remind everybody for NABO and, of course, April 1st through the 17th is the annual Bravo Awards. And nominations are being accepted right now online until November 24th. So all you have to do is go to NABOVC.org/events/Bravo2016. So if you know an amazing woman out there that you want to nominate, I'm telling you, this is a great organization and another great support team. That's what it's all about. So definitely get your nominations in. Let's start with our first guest, MJ Ryan. MJ, are you there?
Hi,
how
Kim.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be talking to you.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, it's funny. I like pulled out your book and here we were talking about really trusting yourself. And I think so many of us that, you know, that little voice inside us that sometimes like says, oh, I can't do this or I'm not good enough or, you know, is that kind of where we're going with this?
Yes. And so what do we do about those voices? Right? And how do we relate to them? And part of what I think is hard is because so many of us are not connected enough to how we are great. Like the self-esteem movement had us all going around saying, I'm great, I'm powerful, I'm wonderful. But the brain doesn't really believe that because the brain actually really likes evidence. So instead, we should be asking questions like, how am I great? What are my gifts? What resources do I have inside of myself to deal with the challenges that I'm facing? And when we get really grounded and specific in who we are and what we've got, then we can trust it. Then we can trust ourselves. So I was actually working with somebody yesterday where we were actually doing this, and she was saying, well, I've got this new role, and I've just started, and I'm really worried that I'm not doing a good job. And I said, okay, so what can you do about that?
Right.
And she said, well, I could ask for feedback, which is definitely true, and that's good. She's going to go to her manager and ask for feedback. I said, but in the moment, you know, that might take a while. What can you do right now?
What could she do right now?
And so she said, she didn't know. She said, I don't know. And I said, so how have you done this job before elsewhere? She said, well, yes, I've done this for 10 years. So I said, okay, so go to your past, and what does your past, the evidence from your past, tell you? I've always done a good job. People really appreciate what I'm doing, et cetera. She had an entire list that she was instantly in touch with from her personal past that gave her a foundation to trust herself. And bingo, then I said, how do you feel? She goes, oh, much better.
Yeah, it's our own insecurities, right, that just kind of highlight all the problem areas that we think we have instead of looking at all of our amazing gifts, correct?
Yes, but, and it doesn't have, what part of especially what women do is we go to each other and we say, oh, I'm feeling so insecure. And what do our darling friends do? Oh, no, you're wonderful. You're great. You'll do fabulous. And how does that affect us? Not very much. Really.
Right. Because, right. And you know, I always go back to American Idol, you know, where they have the, you know, the parents are waiting in the background. Did you make it? Well, could you have told me that I wasn't very good at that and I have other gifts? I think that's so, it's like, that's why I love The Voice, because it's their gift. Right. It doesn't matter, you know, what they look like. It doesn't matter, you know, how their appearance is. It's their gift, and they know that they have an amazing gift. That's the reason they're there.
Yes. Yeah, so understanding what our gifts are, but also when we're insecure, having other people tell us we're great actually doesn't convince us because it's coming from the outside. And so inside of me, I'm thinking, well, Kim doesn't know me exactly. She doesn't know the secret things where I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm afraid and I can't go back like that.
Right.
So it has to come from you. What we can do for one another to help one another is to ask us, to ask questions like, well, you know, when have you done something like this before? And how did you do that? And what gifts and talents do you have to deal with the situation now?
Wow,
if
I
you
like
were,
that.
If you were advising somebody what to do in your situation, what would you do? So the more you connect the person to their own resources, their own experiences, then the more help you're actually giving.
I like it. I like it. MJ Ryan is who we're talking with right now. If you're just waking up and starting your day in a positive way, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. MJ, tell us a little bit about you and who you are.
Well, I am, I guess what I like to say is, like, I was your kind of your average, not very happy person hitting 40. And I knew all of the reasons why I was miserable. I had gone to therapy, and but I didn't know how to be happy, and I didn't know how to be successful. I was really emotionally dependent on the man I was living with. I mean, I was sort of like a regular, you know, like everybody else.
Yeah, and you're no different. Sorry.
And then I had a fortuitous circumstance, which is that I was a book publisher, and we had an idea to do this book called Random Acts of Kindness. And we did this book. And it turned into this phenomena, and suddenly I was on media every day, on TV, on radio and stuff, and I didn't want to be a hypocrite, so I thought, I better start practicing random acts of kindness if I'm going to talk about it, right?
Right.
And so I started doing that, and I got happier.
Wow, I love
this
story.
Wow, that's amazing. And that, so it was like instantaneous. Like it was the thing
so
that I did.
So, MJ, is that the book of Attitudes of Gratitude?
No, Random Acts of Kindness, which was huge seller in the 90s.
Oh.
But from that, I then got the idea of like, okay, so if that doing these nice things, like putting money in people's parking meters could make me feel so much better, what other small things right in front of us can also help us be more connected to ourselves and to other people? And that's when I thought about gratitude. I started practicing gratitude, and lo and behold, I got happier too. So I got on this quest to cultivate all these qualities that would make me
a better person.
A better person.
I like that.
And wrote about what I was learning, and then got so into it that I sold my publishing company and now work one-on-one with people to help other people.
Oh, I love your story. I love that. You know what? I want you to send me your other books because I would love to have you back. But I love that you really went back and really shared, because so many of us are frustrated and maybe we don't know what our next gift is, our next step is. I'm in the process of writing a book, and of course, you know, you're so busy. I have four children, a couple grandchildren that are amazing, and another one on the way, and I'm like, okay, how do I make time for me, you know?
And so
I would love to further our talk, but you know, I mean, to me, this is amazing, and we all do. I know so many of my listeners, when I've talked to them, because I really reach out to a lot of them, it's hard to trust yourself. You know, we're always looking for outside
validation
in this world. Does this look okay? Should I buy this outfit? I mean, if you don't have a friend or somebody, you know, besides the mirror staring at you saying, yeah, this makes me feel really good, I want to buy this. A lot of times we don't. We miss that opportunity.
Yeah, and friends are wonderful. I'm not knocking friends.
No,
but,
I get it.
But the more that we can learn who am I, what do I like, who do I want to be, then the more we, you know, we trust ourselves. I say that trust comes from three things. One is self-awareness. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
One is self-acceptance. I accept who I am. And the third is self-reliance. I can count on who I am to do the things I need to do, or I know where to look for help.
Wow, that's great. And
grow all of those.
Yeah, those are all. So, okay, so just again, self-awareness is knowing who you are.
Yeah, what you're good at and what you're not. You're apropos of American Idol, right?
Okay, yeah, right? There you go. Okay, number two.
Two is self-acceptance. It's okay to be the way that I am.
Okay.
And the third is self-reliance. I can use who I am out in the world, and I know where to go if I need help.
So almost like I can rely on who I am.
Yes.
To get me there.
Through the world.
Yeah. Wow.
I remember the moment that I saw. I mean, that was one that was the hardest for me. Was I kept thinking, well, I know I am, but it's not good enough to make it in the world, right?
Right.
And I'll never forget, I was sitting on an airplane, and the guy behind me had this booming, booming voice. I was trying to ignore him to read my book, as I always do on planes. But he was really, really loud. And he was telling this story. He lived in the Midwest, and he like in Detroit or something. And he said, at one point, I got on my roof. There was something wrong with my TV antenna. And he said, and I stood there, and I saw hundreds and thousands of other roofs with other antennas. And he said to the guy that he was sitting next to, and I realized there's all these people out there, and everyone is making it. In some way or shape or form, we're all making it. And if they all can, so can I.
I love it.
I was like, wow, thank you. I can too.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just it. It's almost like really when you say trusting yourself, I want to also say believing in yourself, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And you need to be your own best friend. Sometimes we're so our own words. You know, I hear this all the time. Our own words. Would you ever say that to somebody else?
Exactly.
Never.
Yes.
Never.
And one way to always help ourselves. And because we look outside ourselves so much for help, the easiest way to help ourselves is, if you were giving advice to a friend about this problem, what would you tell him or her to do?
Because we can always give advice to everybody else. I love that. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody on the phone before I got here. And I'm like, okay, I need you to, you know, shadow me. Just tell me where, you know. And she's like, what do you mean? You're like, you give the best advice. I'm like,
exactly.
Why can't I do it for myself?
Because we get in our own way. But the way to get out of our way is to say that. Well, what would you advise one of your listeners? Or what would you advise your friend or your child or whatever? And bingo, you have the answer. And then whenever I do that, I always say, my follow-up question is, are you willing to follow your own advice?
Oh, I like that. I like that. All right, perfect. You know what, MJ, would you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I love where we're going with this.
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, Dan Borgstrom just walked in, and we're going to find out a little bit more about what I already talked to you about, having your own Christmas tree, that amazing smell all the way through your home, and Dan's company is going to bring home Christmas to your house right here. So again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805, and of course, we'd love to give something away. How about Adam's Family tickets, and that's going from all the way to December 6th, and that's over at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. I've got a pair of tickets for somebody. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind everybody, if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Dan, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Can't wait to talk to you. And of course, bringing home Christmas. What a great, there's nothing better than like you start to see everybody's lights coming on and all the, yes. You know, all the good stuff. But we always had a fake tree that we just pulled out of the box, right? And Dawn, that works with me, she's like, oh my God, Kim, you got to have the smell. And I'm like, I know. I never even, you know, it was just like an easy thing. But it's like, go to that extra step.
You got
to
do it,
We're going to find out a little bit more about what you do and how we can get all these trees out there in everybody's home.
Excited to do it.
Yeah, so, all right. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, we're also talking with MJ Ryan, and we're talking about one of her many books. God, MJ, I want all your books now. I love that. I love is that you've actually made a purpose from each one of your books.
I always write about what I need to learn.
Oh, me too. I want to tell all my listeners that we actually have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and I blog in there. And it's, you know, sometimes a little scary because I'm like, oh, this is so, you know, where I'm at in my life. But, you know, it's kind of like, that's what you do. You kind of surface your feelings and you talk about it so that you can kind of look at it and go with it. Do you agree?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, we could do that when we're writing. You don't have to write a book or a blog, but you can write a journal. You know, journaling has been shown to help us understand ourselves more.
So you used to have a publishing company. How long does it take to write a book?
Well,
she's laughing at me right now.
Years,
okay.
And 2 weeks to 20 years.
2 weeks to 20 years. I like the 2 week process.
So the people do it fast. You have to lock yourself and go someplace else, right? Mm. And have nothing else that you're doing.
So they always say that's where, like you see in the movies, where they go to the lake house,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I have a friend who has her kids are grown now, but when she started writing, she had 5 children, and
So
all,
is that really? So
home.
You just. It's like, because I talked, we have Melody Beatty. I'm sure you're familiar with Melody. She's always like, Kim, I would love to come in the studio. And she goes, but I'm such a loner. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, obviously you're not there yet. You know, you're not. And she's like, I spend all my time just writing and being by myself, you know?
Yeah. And so, but for those who have a lot, you know, so my friend who had 5 kids, what the only thing that worked was, you know, she would go away. She'd get friends to watch the kids, and she'd go away. Someone lent her a beach house, exactly, and I would go and sit with her, and spend 2 weeks and, you know, make a bunch of progress.
All right, so MJ, can you come and sit with me so I can get this book done? You know what? It's interesting because, and I don't know if it's the right way or not, but, you know, all your blogs, do those become your books?
Certainly can. Usually I do the other way around. My blogs are from my books. So I write the book first, and then I turn it.
All right, that's interesting. All right, so what are the benefits of cultivating self-trust? One, obviously, we talked about, you know, you have self-awareness. Is that kind of where we're going with it?
Yeah, but I think ultimately it makes your life easier because you don't spend all this time in doubt, you know, and you don't spend all this time in worry because you're, you know, I got interested in this because I'm the greatest worrier in the world. I used to say, if only I got paid even a penny worrying, I would be a millionaire. Right,
exactly.
And so,
have you ever heard of that book, Why Worry?
Yes.
My dad bought me that, I think, when I was like really young. And it was like, what, you know? And I thought, oh my God, when you look at it, when you really worry, it doesn't change a thing, does it?
No, but I think it's the opposite of trusting ourselves, right? Because what we're worried about is our ability to handle what life is throwing at us. Right.
Wow, I love that. Dan, do you want to add into our conversation? Dan just walked in, and Dan, do you ever worry? Do you trust yourself through your judgments?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the I can remember growing up, my grandmother used to say, she was quite a person of faith, and she'd always say, is it going to add one more day to your life? Is this worrying about this going to add one more day to your life? And of course, that's a, you know, comes from the Bible. But it's a good question. Is it, you know, how is that going to help solve the problem?
And it doesn't.
And it's just not, you know.
Yeah, I believe, Tom.
The other thing, along with that, I totally agree. The other thing, I'm that guy. I'm in traffic, and I start seeing it, and somebody says, is that going to make the cars move any differently? Yeah. And I look, and I say, yes, because I have superpowers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You realize this is just silly.
And
why are you doing it? But the pattern is horrible, and it's ingrained on my bones. I guarantee it's
so
how do I shake it?
Yeah, MJ, obviously you seem like the same thing. You know what? There is a point where I've actually, and I really believe my radio show, you know, has shaped that for me, because I just, you know, life happens. It does. It happens to all of us. And it's a really good thing that it keeps happening, right? But you have to just go, okay, so let me be logical about this, you know? Okay, what can I fix it? How can I change it? You have to ask yourself all those questions. It's almost like every day you have a roadmap of life. And you got to figure out, okay, so let me, and if you're in a panic or you're worrying, you can't even begin to think.
Well, that's right, because worrying comes from the stress response. It's part of the threat system that is the most primitive part of our brain. And everything that happens to us goes through that system first, which is the amygdala. So that's why what you just described was just so great, which is that your rational mind goes, it's not going to do a darn thing to feel this way in this traffic. But the other part, so the threat system is as smart as a lizard. Inherited from our reptilian past. And so all it sees is potential danger or not.
Right.
And so it's the one that's going fight, anger.
Fight or flight, one or two.
So fight or flight.
I think it's fight, flight, or fret. Now, I think maybe those are the three Fs we can go with.
I like that. So, MJ, where are you located?
I live in Northern California. I used to live in Santa Barbara, but I live in the East Bay of San Francisco Bay Area now.
Oh, okay, great. And so you talk about feeling overwhelmed in our lives. When we start to feel that way, what should we do?
So what happens is usually it's that too much stuff is swirling around.
Mm-hmm.
There's many techniques, but one that's the easiest is just to say, okay, whoops, I'm swirling. Feeling overwhelmed. What's one thing I can do right now that would help me feel better right in this moment? So I worked with this guy yesterday, and he's like, well, I could do this job, I could do this job, I could stay where I am, I have this girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, look, you're trying to think about this all at once. What's the first step? He goes, oh, well, I should find out more about this job possibility that I've been given. I said, great. Don't go in your mind to the rest of it.
What do they call that? Future tripping?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't be future tripping. You know, sometimes...
Yeah, or the way that my Chinese client of mine, who I was working with once, when I taught her, cross that bridge when you come to it.
Yeah.
And she translated as, don't go in your mind where your body is not.
Oh, I love that. That's
don't
great.
Don't go in your mind where your body is not.
Right.
That helps us stay out of overwhelm.
Well, yeah. And you know, let's just address that for a second. Overwhelm. Dan, you don't ever get overwhelmed, do you?
Never.
Like this morning?
Never. And I'm crossing my fingers and shaking my head at the same time.
I know. And Tom, you never get overwhelmed, right?
Let's see. I got up at 2:10 this morning, and it started then.
Yeah, I know. You know, a lot of times I'll wake up and I'm like already like my husband's going, oh my God, you know, when you were asleep, you were working harder than you were.
Right.
You know, because I'm like already like trying to get all the pieces, and I'm thinking my kids are all almost out of the house. So it's not that. It's now I'm like, how did I used to do this? Two businesses, all my clients. And I can't seem to even figure out, like, where to start, you know? And so now I have to make my list. My husband always teases me because he goes, you make a list of your lists, you know?
Right. Start where you stand.
Let me jump in for a second.
Please.
There's a great guy named David Allen who considers me the greatest organizational guru in the world.
Ooh, okay.
His book is called Getting Things Done.
Getting Things
Done. And
he
said there's two things. He said one is if you're waking up worrying about all this, it's because you don't have a tracking.
Ooh.
If everything is down somewhere where you know that it's tracked, then you don't have to worry because you know it's somewhere. Because what we're worrying about is, oh, I got to do that. Oh, I got to do that, like that.
Yeah.
So one is the system. And the other thing, that which I think is the one of the most profound things I've learned, and I teach all of my clients, is it's kind of like, what's the first step? He said, you can't know all the steps to anything. All you need to know is what's either the first action, or if you're getting started at something, or what's the next action. So I was, this is a long time ago, but I had on my to-do list for months, create a website. And every day, I would look at that and go put it to the next day.
Yeah, because that's too big of a thing to, yeah.
My book was about to be published, and I had to have it, and I was really stressing out about it. I was feeling totally overwhelmed. And I read his book accidentally, and I realized, create a website is not an action.
Oh, I like that.
What is the first action?
And
the
first to call action, somebody to do it.
Exactly. So I called my friend Dave, and Dave said, oh, call, you know, Tim. Called Tim. Tim said, give me these five things. And within an hour,
oh my God,
bucks, I was done with my part.
You are killing me. I love that. And you know what? And really, I've said this for years to my listeners, is I only put five things on a list, okay? You could have 100 things on another list, but you pick out your five priority things that you want. Four of them are things that you have to get done, and one thing is one of those things that you always put off. Right. And so it's kind of like you're, you know, that mountain that you've been like, you know, like you were talking about, and you just get it done. And so then you go to your next. And I forget that when I'm like so crazy busy, but you can't overwhelm yourself, and we can't expect ourselves to be like these amazing people that, you know, take on the world.
I love that number. That's the exact number that the former head of Microsoft, Steve Ballmer, went on with every single employee and told that exact technique, because that's how he succeeded and got to be.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Dan, you had something to add to
I was going
to
say, can we bring my wife into this conference call? Because five things on a list would be really helpful. You know, it's funny you should say that, because as much as I cannot stand when my wife, bless her heart, will come up with a list for me of things to do, that honey-do list, I live and die by lists now. If it's not on a list, it's not going to get done. And that's just the reality of it.
And as frustrated as I get, I need it. And my favorite thing is checking it off. You know?
Right, it's so accomplishing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. MJ, I would love to talk to you further. This has been so much fun. Where does everybody find your book?
Yeah, you can look at my website, mj-ryan.com, and there's links to, you know, all the bookstores.
Will you send me your other books? And I'd love to have you back on.
All right. Take good care, Kim.
All right. And thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dan Borgstrom. And we're going to be finding out, bringing home Christmas. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And of course, we didn't give away that last time as we were heading out there. And you know what I do want to give is, since we're talking about the holidays, we've got December 5th Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair, one of my favorite events coming up. And of course, it all starts at 4 o'clock, and we've got tickets for everybody out there. Each guest will receive a tasting cup for a map and a participating tasting sites, and you get to kind of chat and walk down, and it's all down Main Street, so it's going to be so much fun. And there's going to be just the ambiance and you know, the live entertainment, the holiday lighting, and all the snowfall from 6:45 to 8 o'clock on Main. So it all starts at 4 o'clock. We've got tickets for somebody out there. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right, we've got Dan Borgstrom in the studio
with us
right now. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for waking up early with us here. And so tell us a little bit about your story and you know, how you started.
Sure. So Bringing Home Christmas, you know, we are a family-owned Christmas tree company. We specialize in slow-growth, premium noble fir Christmas trees. Something that really separates us is that component, the freshness and the quality of our trees. What also really separates us, we pride ourselves on, is the service component. We don't have a lot per se, a Christmas lot per se. We have our trees brought down to us, and then we will deliver those out into folks' homes. We stand them, we build our own stands, we put sealed water bowls on them, get them out to folks' homes, set them up, clean up, and then all you have to do is enjoy it. So that's basically who we are.
I love that. Is that awesome, Tom?
It's such a convenience.
I know.
Nothing like a real tree.
You know, because there's something about the husbands, you know, honey, can you get our tree? Can you, you know what I mean? It's,
exactly.
You know, yes, you can have an experience, but what a great thing. It's all there for you, and the experience starts
right
in your home.
Right. You know, it's a lot of fun. What we saw years ago, I started, and a lot of people ask me, what's your big boy job the rest of the year? What do you do? I started in law enforcement in 1998. But as you know, it's not cheap to live in Ventura County. So got married to the love of my life, had two wonderful kids, and figured out real quick that that income wasn't going to make it. So a good friend of mine owns a lighting company called Mobile Illumination. Started working with him alongside running a crew just to bring in some side money during the holidays. That was 12 years ago.
Wow.
In doing that, started to see a need of folks that would say, oh, you do lights, that's great. Do you do trees as well? And I'd say no. Well, as a kid, I worked on a Christmas tree lot. Yeah, 14 years old. I walked over, said, how old do you need to be to get a job? Guy says, you need to be either 16 or 15 and a half worth of work permit. Well, I knew I was neither, so I said, I'm 16 years old. He said, yeah, heck you are. Start tomorrow, I'll pay you cash.
I love it.
Great. So worked on a Christmas tree lot, did that for several years. Had fun doing it, and it always stuck with me. It really did.
So it's kind of like something that, like, you learned and you just kind of...
Did
you love the feeling of people walking in and it was the holidays? And
it was. It was just so much joy. It was. Going back even further as a kid, we used to go out locally, cut down our tree. You know, it was always a lot of fun. There was a few cuss words involved, you know, because it's always... But the memory of it was always fun.
Yeah.
It really was, and it stuck with me. Moving forward, like I said, working on the tree lot, and you just see the joy that it would bring to folks. You'd see the joy that it would bring to them, and you'd say, you know, that is something I can be a part of. And like I said, it just stuck with me. So years later, here we are.
How long have you been doing it?
This is going to be about going on 10 years.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And it's really just been a labor of love for us. So like I said, we saw the need there in folks saying it, so it just took a dive.
So let's give out, so I mean, as far as how far can you go to deliver trees?
Sure. So our main area is Southern California, more specifically.
Oh, only Southern California?
Right.
You
so
like that? Okay,
more specifically, can you tell I'm an LA kid, born and raised? More specifically, we go down out to Orange County for some of the larger trees, up to Santa Barbara for some of our larger trees, and then really the main focus point is Ventura County, LA County, and that's pretty much about
wow.
it. That's our main
focus.
Give
out your phone number. We're going to have you, we've got a commercial coming up.
Sure.
And, but we're really excited to share this, your number. How do people get in touch with you?
Oh, sure. The best way to find us is our website. That's www.bringinghomechristmas.com. www.bringinghomechristmas.com. That's got our office numbers, our 888 number, all the ways to get a hold of us. That'll direct you to take you direct to the girls in the
office. Where do the trees come from?
Great
Tell
question.
Us
so
a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when we started this, I knew that I really wanted to be the leader in this industry. I wasn't going to do it halfway. Anyone that knows me just and my wife.
I can already tell you're not one of those people that mess around.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Yeah. So we took some time in the planning stages. So spent a lot of time going up to a lot of tree conventions. Didn't even know there were tree conventions, but there are. So got tapped into that industry. Started going up to Washington and Oregon, meeting these folks, touring their farms, learning about the different seedlings and all the process that goes into it. And how does that tree translate from being up on some hillside, either in Oregon or Washington, into your living room? And what I found out was really positive and eye-opening at the same time. A lot of times when you would you go to your big box stores or one of these tree lots, you know, they're dealing in such mass volume that they've got to start cutting these trees months before Christmas time. And a lot of times they'll either bring them in and freeze, cut them down, freeze them, or they'll bring them in and just start stacking them if the climate will. Well, the drying process, if you will, folks always say, oh, the tree dries out. Well, that's because it's been sitting for probably a month or so.
Oh.
So I said, I'm just not going to do that. Yeah, they grow them fast and they grow them quick because that's what they need to do.
How do you grow them faster than they're supposed to? Is there a way?
Well, we call it, you know, for lack of a better term, a Miracle-Gro tree, if
oh,
you will, you know, because,
okay.
you know, and that's just, that. That's what they need
okay.
to do. And when you do that, you know, it's a thinner limb, it's a thinner trunk, and thus can hold less water and dries out quicker. So you couple that with a tree that's been sitting, and now here we are. So in moving forward, I said, you know, I really want to find who the best is. And I kept kind of getting directed back to one particular grower. And in doing that, I tagged up with him, with John, and we started talking, went out and visited the farm, and he said, listen, I don't take a lot of clients on, and it was him interviewing me more than it was
Isn't that funny how that kind of flipped around?
Right,
yeah.
And I said, well, this is my guy. And then we got out there, and I saw the process. He refuses to sell to a box store, refuses to sell anything other than someone that really believes in. He's a third-generation grower. His family's been in his farm for, you know, over 100 years, and this is just
That's
what they
awesome.
Love. Him. This it, is what
you,
they do.
I There's nothing better than working with somebody who's passionate about what they do.
Oh, it's just
you
amazing.
You can just feel the difference. They
yeah.
they care. It's in their blood. It's in their, you know, I
they
love
They infuse
that.
You with that passion.
Yeah,
they really
yeah,
do. So
I love that.
Met with John. I was just really blown away by the guy, and I said, this is my guy. So he agreed to take us on, which is, and then we went into partnership together. And he said, hey, I'd like to partner with you as well. So
wow,
our little
win-win.
Experiment. Yeah, it was a win. So our little experiment grew wings, and here we are today. And it's really been amazing. We've been
wow,
blessed.
What a great! That's
yeah,
awesome. Let me ask you, I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We're so glad that you've tuned in, that you're waking up, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Dan Borgstrom, and we're talking about bringing home Christmas to your home. What are all the different kinds of trees? Because I know there's lots of different kinds,
there
right?
There are indeed. So, you know, you've got your standard assortment that we've come to know here in Southern California, your Douglas firs and the silver tips. Really what the kind of the Cadillac tree that everyone's kind of come to know and love as a standard Christmas tree in Southern California is the noble fir. That's really the tree that you look for. That's the standard. It just gives you the beauty, the fragrance. It allows you, it's got a stable branch to where you can hang your limbs, your ornaments and whatnot. You know, and that's all that we do. That's generally all that we do is a noble fir. We have a few clients that want some more of the specialty trees, and we'll do that for them to meet that need. But we specialize in the noble fir because, again, that's what we know. That's what we're best at. So that's what we focus on.
I love it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. Will
Great.
You stay with us?
I will.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out, one, how you can purchase your tree, and also We're going to talk a little bit about maybe reefs. I don't know if you guys do that or not. But anyways, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, since we're talking about Christmas, I've got tickets to Winona Judd and the Big Noise Christmas over at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza on November 29th. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our second hour. And of course, we're going to be talking with Howard Rosenthal about his book, Wheel of Fortune, Collectible Cookbook. And then also Daniel Patrick Smith, who will be performing Elf at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Of course, we've got tickets for that. And then, of course, my friend Chad Atkins from PawWorks, and another great organization. But not only that, oh my God, they are growing crazy. They're in the Thousand Oaks Mall, and now they're going to be out in the Ventura Mall. So definitely, it's such a great thing. So I hope that you join us for our second hour. And of course, we also have our 2 to 3 hour this afternoon, and I'll tell you about that later. But of course, we're talking with Dan Borgstrom right now, and we're talking about bringing home Christmas, and of course, how you can find a tree that, you know, you talk about tree with purpose.
Right.
Talk, I mean, we were going to go into seeing if you have reefs. Stuff like it.
Correct.
You do?
We do. And a little bit on the trees with purpose thing, because it's really what drives us for what we do. When we started this, I really, like I said, I wanted to start a business that could help support our family and have a small charitable component to be an example to my two young boys, Brady and Chase. They're 4 and 7. And as they grow up and look at that, you know, you can't just be about you and about making money, right? And we say that, but we really try to live it. In doing so, we've partnered with several organizations, Wounded Warrior Project, Children's Hospital, Autism Speaks, and several other things that are really passionate to our heart. So every time folks make a purchase, a portion of that, they get to choose one of the organizations that we've partnered with.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
So they choose which one they wanted a portion of their proceeds to go to, and we make a direct donation on their behalf. So we've been able to raise some incredible funds for these worthy organizations. We hold a lot of events. We really do a lot with Wounded Warrior Project, because that's something that I'm pretty passionate about.
I'm really passionate about that too. Yeah. And is it Hope's Haven?
Hope's Haven's just recently approached us to look at doing something as well. We're in the works with that, so that should be a good one.
Yeah, I'm involved with them. But, you know, it's all about truly giving back and whatever value that you can. And, of course, you know, when you're – what a perfect thing with Christmas is.
Exactly.
People – it's a great holiday cheer, and, you know, people want to buy and know that – their value. Exactly. Their money's going somewhere.
Yeah, we get a lot of guys coming back from overseas. So we work, like I said, we work direct with them, whether it's Wounded Warrior or we'll get several organizations that partner with bringing veterans back home and whatnot. And as they come back, it's really, I got to tell you, there isn't much that is more touching when you see a man or woman that's come back from overseas from a protracted deployment, and now they're coming back around Christmas time, which they probably didn't think they were going to be able to do anyway.
Right.
And not only does this young lady or young man get their husband or wife back home, but we bring them, we provide a tree for them as well. We've done a few things where we've had unexpected, like you see the YouTube videos, and unexpected soldiers coming home maybe a day or so or a week or a month early, and they'll show up at the front door with a Christmas tree as the delivery guy. We've been able to set up a few
of
those.
Dan, are you trying to make me cry? Because I'm like one of those weepers, you know? That's awesome. I mean, and I love what you stand for. I know you mentioned something about the White House. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. A little fun little fact. Our trees were chosen for the White House Christmas tree several years back, something we're pretty proud of. Great story behind it. You don't really petition the White House. They come to you, right? So John, my partner in growing these trees, he was gets a phone call. Hey, we'd like to look at your trees. Your name's come up as someone that's got the quality we look for. Sure, come on out. They come out, take a look, and eventually end up selecting one of our trees for the White House Christmas tree. Anyone that knows the history behind that, that's a pretty big deal. So
that's a huge deal.
They only got to one person go. So I said, look, John, you put the work in all this thing, you do it. So John went out, got to go to the White House, took his son and his daughter and his wife. And
how fun!
Yeah, funny story behind it. The White House, their contact person, the guy that comes out and sets you all up, says, okay, now listen, he says, you got to dress up. You got to look nice. You only address the president as Mr. President. When he comes in, shake his hand, just let him do the talking type thing. So he says, okay. So John's just a good old country boy from Washington growing up on a farm. So he's nervous as all get out. His wife's happy. So his son shows up and he's got a tuxedo on with the tails and the whole thing. And as John says, son, he says, you're 9 years old. You got a tuxedo and a tail. He says, oh, Dad, I'm going to the White House. I got to look good. So they get there. Now, remember, the White House contact person says, now, look, just walk in, shake the hand, Mr. President and Mrs. President. So they go inside. They're waiting in the Oval Office. President Bush at the time walks in and says, oh, Mr. Tillman, so nice to meet you. And so John, being the guy he is, he's so nervous. He says, oh, George, it's so darn nice to meet you. Shakes his hand. And President Bush thought, just got a great kick out of it and gave him a big hug. And it became a friendship that's lasted. And now the trees continue. So
you still continue to do them?
It's been a lot of fun. The White House, you only get one shot at the actual White House Christmas tree, which we did. And now they move on to other vendors.
They,
but
they
have
lots of
peripheral
people.
Trees throughout throughout other portions of the house and whatnot.
We're
proud of that.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. So if somebody wanted a tree, I wanted a tree, how do I make my choice? Or, do you ask how big my ceilings are?
Great question. So really, it's really quite simple. So most folks have a pretty firm grasp as to what size tree they want to get. It's as simple as giving us a call in the office, contacting the girls. They'll set you up. They'll ask you what size you want. If you don't know, we'll be more than happy to come out and give you a quick measurement and let you know what size that should be. Like I said, it's as simple as giving us a call. We bring the tree out. We build our stands, and we pad it on the bottom, padded bowls, padded stands. We'll set it up. We come in, clean up behind us. The guys will sweep up, vacuum, and then at the end of the season, you give us a call. We come, take it down, clean up, and it's like, and we
oh my
just,
gosh, for like my ladies that. Out there, my single ladies, or anybody out there that
right.
Maybe your husbands really just don't have time to do this, I'm telling you, this is the way to go.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Gosh,
yeah,
and you can still have, you can have it all done and not have to,
right.
Worry or, I love that. Give out the website again.
Sure, it's www.bringinghomechristmas.com.
Okay, great. And let me ask you, as far as what other choices do you have, or you know what I mean, as far right. as like
So great question. Yeah, we offer the Christmas trees, and then we offer fresh cut wreaths, which we have hand tied in another family business right next to our farm up in Washington, John's farm up in Washington. Snowshoe evergreen, just absolutely fantastic, hand tied wreaths and garland as well. Our garland isn't like the standard garland you're going to see at Costco or anywhere else. It's three tied, which means you've got three types of greenery intermixed, so a lot bigger, a lot heavier, just stunning. We've got you asked a little bit, we were off here, about some of our clientele. Yes, we've been blessed to have a pretty large celebrity client list and a lot of great florists that we partner with, and just great folks. You know, it's just it's a labor of love for us, and the quality is what you're going to get. We talked a little bit about the length of the tree is out at a lot of these box stores. We focus on getting a tree cut down and delivered to our clients within 72 hours. That's our goal.
We
get pretty close within 3 to 5 days.
So usually. Dan, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. When is the appropriate time to get your tree up before?
Yeah.
Is it before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving?
Yeah. So I'll let all the viewers fight that out between the husbands and wives. It's kind of like which direction does the toilet paper face?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But our trees arrive. I'll make this a little easier. Our trees arrive. Our first load arrives from Washington the day before Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Our first delivery date is the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's generally the most appropriate.
I think so. Yeah. So you kind of get through your Thanksgiving and then your trees go up. Right.
Right. Exactly. All exactly. Right.
Dan, I can't wait to get my tree. Okay?
Absolutely. And, absolutely. We'd like to give away. We'd love to give some to your viewers as well.
Okay. So you know what? Tell us what we're going to give away and we'll do it right now.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. We've got a beautiful fresh cut 7 to 8 foot noble fir Christmas tree. And we've also got some wreaths and garland as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So great. So what we'll do is we will take all of those callers and call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, and we'll send you over to Dan, and we'll get some lucky winners out there. And of course, it could be Christmas at your house. Dan, pleasure talking with you.
The pleasure's all mine.
All right,
mine.
Of course,
your
we're
going
to end this hour, and then of course, stay with us because we've got a whole nother hour ahead. But we always end this hour with a moment of happiness. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas.